William Bradford, speaking in 1630 of the founding of the Plymouth Bay Colony, said that all great and honorable actions are accompanied with great difficulties, and both must be enterprised and overcome with answerable courage. If this capsule history of our progress teaches us anything, it is that man, in his quest for knowledge and progress, is determined and will not be deterred. The exploration of space will go ahead, whether we join in or not, and it is one of the great adventures of all time. And no nation which expects to be the leader of other nations can expect to stay behind in the race for space. We mean to be a part of it. We mean to lead it. For the eyes of the world, now look into space, to the moon and to the planets beyond. Our leadership in science and history, our hopes for peace and security, our obligations to ourselves as well as others, all require us to make this effort to solve these mysteries, to solve them for the good of all man. There is no strife, no prejudice, no national conflict in outer space as of yet. Its hazards are hostile to us all. Its conquest deserves the best of mankind. We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon and this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we are willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win. May the fourth be with you, ladies and gentlemen. Game seven.
so much for coming out tonight. We're game seven.
break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. everybody. We had a great night. We're game seven. We're going to be back tomorrow, so come on out for more.
You guys want one more?
Thank you. We'll be right back. Bada, 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 bada.